The North Bay Battalion will continue to fight through the injury bug tonight as they travel to Sudbury to take on the Wolves. The troops' last two games were a story of highs and lows. The battalion, which posted its second-highest goals total of the Ontario Hockey League season in an 8-2 verdict Saturday night over the Niagara Ice Dogs, suffered a 4-0 shutout loss Sunday night to the Oshawa Generals. "We felt like we played a really good road first period, and then maybe we ran out of gas," coach Ryan Olayan said Tuesday. While the battalion hold a one-loss extended record of 2 December 32 for 66 points atop the Central Division, Sudbury is 1-8-2-0-6 for 42 points, fourth in the division. However, Olayan knows they can't take their Northern Ontario rivals for granted, especially since a Wolves coaching change which brought in Sudbury native and former NHLer Derek McKenzie behind the bench. "They're dealing with a little bit of an injury bug and suspensions as well, but I believe that they are a very good hockey team ever since the coaching change," noted Olayan, whose club entertains the Mississauga Steelheads at 7 p.m. Thursday and the Kingston Frontenacs at 4 p.m. Sunday. Sudbury is the 4th of December 12 since McKenzie succeeded the fired Craig Duncanson and assistant general manager Ken McKenzie, the incumbent's father, who went 3-1-1 in an interim capacity. But the Wolves, missing Quentin Musty with a hand injury and coach Adelic to what's said to be a separated shoulder, got word that leading scorer David Goyette has been suspended 4 games after incurring a head-checking major, fighting major and game misconduct in the third period of a 4-3 loss Saturday night to the host Owen Sound Attack. The battalion, which has seen Liam Arnsba and Justin Ertel join Tienyas Mathurin, almost a season-long scratch, on the sidelines, will be without Pasquale Zito, who suffered a lower body injury at Oshawa. Chase McQueen-Spence from the Junior B St. Mary's Lincolns is to suit up. Fans of the battalion, number 8 in the CHL Top 10 rankings released Tuesday, can see the game at Sudbury Live in North Bay on your TV channels 12 and 700.